The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There is the Franken accusers. Another one has come out. And the Franken accusers are changing the party. They're changing the Democratic Party. This woman said, I assumed Franken would step down later that day. The Tweeden story had rung true to me. I told myself I was the only one. I had been groped by Franken in 2009. It happened at a Media Matters party during Obama's first inauguration. And she said she had been married for 2 years at the time. I saw Al Franken. I only bug celebrities for pictures when it'll make my foster mom happy. She loves Franken, so I asked to get a picture with him. We posed for the shot. He immediately put his hand on my waist, grabbing a handful of flesh. I froze. Then he squeezed at least twice. I don't let my husband touch me like that in public because I believe it diminishes me as a professional woman. Al Franken's familiarity is inappropriate and unwanted. It was also quick. He knew exactly what he was doing. It shrunk me. I felt like I was no longer a person or only an ornament. No matter, you don't matter, and I do. He wanted to cop a feel, and he demonstrated that he didn't need my permission. Now, she comes out, and she didn't want to come out because she thought, you know, he would just, you know, resign when others did. And so now she's added her voice to this. I want you to hear what she writes about what's happening in the Democratic Party today. And it is the same thing that was happening under Bill Clinton. Washington Post headline, I'm a feminist. I study rape culture and I don't want Al Franken to resign. In it, it was the argument that Steinem wrote 20 years ago. These are our guys. We have to protect them because there's a risk one of them will be replaced by a Republican. If we set this precedent in the interest of demonstrating our party's solidarity with harassed and abused women, we're only going to drain the swamp of people who, however flawed, still regularly vote to protect women's rights and women's freedoms. Now, it's easy for us to say, that's crazy. Why don't you get somebody who's not abusing women? But this is the same argument, and not even on women, but on other issues that the left and the right have been making, the parties have been making to the American people for a long time. She starts to go into Bill Clinton and what's coming for Bill Clinton, and I think she's right. More in a second.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the program. Now, there's another thing that we have to talk about today, and that is Bitcoin. If you put some money in Bitcoin, I'm sure you're watching it, but it just flipped to 16,000 per coin.
My Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds are filled with people who are like, many people who said, hey, I was listening to you guys when it hit 7,000 and I thought I was too late, but I put some money in and now I've more than doubled it. It's stuff like that. And a lot of people who are like, hey, I remember you talking about it when it was 1,100 and it's now 16,000. And in the last year, I could have made 16 times my money if I pulled it out today. And you could go back to people who'd heard us talking about it in 2014 and 2015.
Shut up. I hate those people.
When it was
when we were saying,
two,
you know,
three,
what,
$400.
You should put money in that.
And then, you know, some people not doing it.
Like us.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
I got in at 1,100 and, you know, I was telling you to put money into it, you know, around 100. So stupid of me, but it's growing. It's making me very uncomfortable right now. But we'll explain why coming up in a minute. There's a new futures market that is opening up on Sunday, and we'll tell you all about that coming up in a little while. And we're going to do a lot on it for television. We're going to explain the futures market and Bitcoin and what's happening, and your choice. If you're in it, We'll give that to you tonight at 5 o'clock. Don't have an answer for you. I can explain it, but I don't know what to do.
It's a complicated world, right? We talk about world crazy economic issues, world strife, sexual harassment.
Yeah.
You know what I do sometimes, Glenn?
Yeah.
When I go home.
Uh-huh.
I did this last night. I like to sometimes just flip on the TV right before bed and watch something funny and mindless, right? Something just that takes my mind off of everything.
Yes.
Many times that turns out to be, for me, Family Guy.
Okay.
You know, I like to do that. Just take my mind off it completely.
Yeah.
However, I'm now starting to believe that I should be considering that time as research time. I mean, I might need to clock in.
Why? What
when
is
I
that?
Watch
what
Family
is...
Guy. We've watched now at least two Family Guy situations in which they predicted specific sexual harassers.
Yes.
Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Okay. Listen to this clip from January 2016 from Family Guy.
Every month our savings get smaller and smaller. We really got to figure out a better way to budget for this family's future.
Bitcoin.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
Our family finances are in a bad situation. We need to find a way to plan for this family. Bitcoin. What was the price? $440 a coin when he said that.
So, you know what's weird about this is there's a story today that is out that I have. We'll share it later. The story out today that they think a lot of this is being fueled by people who are like, you know what? I'm never going to get ahead. I'm just going to throw some money into this thing when it was 200,000, 2,000, 5,000. I'm just going to put something in and they're watching their money grow. And that's why this is really taking off. There's something else that you need to know that unless you're an investor, I mean, unless you're somebody who's really paying attention, you probably don't know. A big happening is happening this weekend. And we'll tell you about it coming up in just a minute. All right. So reading this woman who just accused Franken, any doubt in your mind he's going to resign today?
A little bit, because he initially everyone was saying he was going to resign. And then his official Twitter account started responding to reports saying he is with his family right now and no decision has been made. Retract your report. There's a part of me that thinks, like, well, who is one in these situations? I think you can make this argument legitimately. Who is one? Who would be the people who are, I mean, certainly Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump was accused by a bunch of people. Now, I think there's, it was a political campaign. It's hard to really decipher who's real there and who isn't of the accusers. But he said, nope, never did anything to anybody, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Franken has sort of admitted parts of this, and people who come out and say, well, I did do some things I'm uncomfortable with, and I can't talk about my motivation, but it only matters how they feel in the situation. And all the weird things he said to try to excuse himself, those people wind up getting fired. People have turned on him and have said, hey, leave. But remember, and you were talking about this with the way the Republicans have reacted to this, and now they're embracing Roy Moore. Roy Moore and Donald Trump, when these accusations started coming out, Republicans did call for them to resign. They did call for them to step down. But neither one of them actually listened. That was the only difference.
Yeah.
And then Republicans, obviously, none of it was principled. It was all because at the time they thought Trump was going to lose. Yeah. So they wanted to be on the right side of that. And then they thought, well, maybe he has a chance. So they came back to him. Roy Moore, same thing. They thought he was going to lose. Now they think he has a chance to come to win. And they're coming back to him.
Yeah, it was political calculations
totally.
That kept them in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I want to say this with an understanding that the Democrats have nothing to lose here and everything to gain. Okay. Throwing the Clintons under the bus costs them nothing now. In fact, I think it might even cause them some glee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're mad at Hillary Clinton for losing. They're mad that they put up with all of that crap for so long. And what do they have at the end of it? Nothing. And so I think I think people on the left would like to pound the Clintons a little bit. So it doesn't cost them anything. So I want to recognize that first. But I want to show you the game that is being played. In Washington, I think there are people in America that vote Democrat that are sincere about this. In the Atlantic, listen to this. If Democrats demonstrate our party's solidarity with harassed and abused women, something bad will happen to women's rights? Are you kidding me? Is that why there's a slush fund on Capitol Hill to settle sexual harassment claims with taxpayer dollars because of feminism? I've heard this argument in private, too, and it's about protecting power and asking the victims to understand the larger goal of maybe protecting them sometime soon. Well, I have a radical idea. Maybe Democrats can replace politicians who harass and abuse women with someone other than an abuser. There are good men in the world. I married one. I work with many more. Do we really believe our talent pool will dry up and our caucus will be non-existent once we kick out all the creepers? I don't. What if protecting men who harass and abuse women isn't actually good for women? I'm no longer going to defend Bill Clinton, and I'm ashamed I ever did. But I'm not condemning or admonishing Hillary. I think we all make choices that seem right at the time. I don't feel like pummeling her will be with my privilege of hindsight. But there is a rot in the Democratic Party, and it's not just bad men and exhausted women. It's that we chose Bill Clinton over the women. And that original sin lost us the election of what we all assumed would be the first female president of the United States. So true. If Hillary Clinton would have walked away, she would have had credibility. If she would have just said, look, I'm not going to ever deal with this in public, but she walked out of the White House on the day that she, found out that she had been lied to. I've always said from the...
I remember you saying it in 1999.
Yeah, or six, whatever, or whenever that was. Whenever
that
was they...
Later than that.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because you were... That's right. It was... Because the initial...
Whenever the blue dress came out...
That was 98 or 99.
And he had to go talk to her. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I said the very next morning, she's blown it. She thinks she's playing a game for president, and she thinks she's going to win, but this will actually be the moment that's decided that she won't win. And here's why. If she would have walked out and done a press conference on the other side of the gates of the White House, with the White House looming in the back, and she says, I want women to hear me. No woman, no wife should ever, ever have to go through what I just went through. Now, I want you to know what happens between me and Mr. Bill Clinton is one thing. And whether we get back together or we break up will be decided by us and us alone. I won't be addressing this anymore. However, we've got a long road back to recovery, and I need a break. I need some time away. So I am leaving the White House today. I don't know how long I'll be away, but I'm going to work on our marriage, but I don't know what that means today. But I want to send you a message. One, he's still my president. He's my president. My husband is a different story. And I want you to know, you need to separate those two things in your life. You need to understand no person should ever be treated this way. That's the last word I'll have on this. She could have been gone for a month. She would have been an icon. She would have been an icon. But she chose the easy way. And then everybody just embraced it. She said, this woman goes on, in my soul searching, I did feel the need, the necessity of this moment in history as a Democrat and as a woman to tweet to Monica Lewinsky, sorry. She clicked like. I think they are going to turn on the Clintons, and they have nothing to do. Remember, this is a party that's tearing itself apart, and what is happening in the Democratic Party is a Tea Party movement in a different sort of way. It is a movement of people who see the party in disarray, see that it's just nothing but a group of old guys that are doing whatever they want and are not listening to the people. The younger generation is like, no, I mean these things. I'm sorry, Gloria Steinem. I actually mean these things. I'm not playing that game anymore because it doesn't work. And they are going to clean out the party because there's no cost to it at this point. They're going to clean this party out, and they are going to become the champion of women. And Republicans, good luck. Good luck. All of the hard work that you have done, where you have stood, it will be taught in school that we're the abusive party. We're the bad guys. That's what's going to be taught to our children and our grandchildren. And it will never be just like It's never taught that it was the GOP that was pushing the civil rights movement. It will never be taught that Republicans stood up against Bill Clinton. I firmly believe we are here in this space today because of what the country decided to do with Bill Clinton, to say character doesn't matter. It does. It just hasn't in the last 20 years. But it's all new again. Wow, character matters. Just at the time that the Republicans, the same old group of dusty old white guys that held on to their power during the Tea Party, they crushed the Tea Party. I think the Democrats are having their own little revolution, and their Tea Party, if you will, is crushing the old establishment. This is the moment that they're going to crush that old establishment, and they're going to come out renewed. We instead reset the old crusty white people. And instead of being a new party, we became the Democratic Party.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.